I think there are still strong incentives for both sides to reach a ceasefire, given the uncertainties of what would happen if the TPLF advanced the ADIS. There is value on both sides to trying to reach a negotiated settlement beforehand. I think it's very hard to visualize at this point because the attitude and emotions have become so polarized on each side. Moreover, there are some very fundamental structural questions and principles at play about what a federal Ethiopia is going to look like or what it should look like, for however flawed and critical one could be about Ethiopian government's response to the Tigray crisis. Under the government of Prime Minister Abiy, they have undertaken numerous reforms that have opened up more democratic space and protection for civil liberties and have really been promoting a vision of a unified federal Ethiopian state. So I think there's a strong sense of wanting to defend that on the part of the Ethiopian government. The TPLF initially was focused on defending Tigrayan interest over time, and as it has had some military success, I think its objectives have expanded, and now it is looking at it can reshape the federal structure for the government and perhaps even dismantling the system so that each of the individual regional states has far more autonomy.
The challenge facing Addis Ababa escalated with the announcement of 9 factions on Friday forming a new alliance to overthrow Abiy Ahmed's government under the name the United Front and the Ethiopian Federal and Confederation Forces. Would such an alliance complicate the conflict?
I think it does. It's certainly an important development, and it helps us to see more clearly where the TPLF is going with its advances. Many analysts have doubted that the TPLF would actually try to move on Addis, given the logistical challenges and its difficulty in governing a massive country like Ethiopia with 110 million people. The expectation has been that the TPLF was making these advances so as that it could strengthen its negotiating position. However, the formation of this alliance suggested that TPLF does have broader ambitions, and it is looking to use this coalition of many small parties and armed groups to create some sort of governance structure under which the TPLF could claim broader representation and perhaps try to govern all of Ethiopia. In this way, it would be trying to reconstitute the EPRDF, the TPLF led and ruled Ethiopia for over 30 years. And in this way, it may be that the TPLF is seeking to build on its notion of ethnic federalism and in that way encouraging breakup of the federal structure of Ethiopia into ethnically based regions, which would provide more autonomy for Tigray within either weak or non-existent federal structure.
In the past few days, the Tigray Liberation Front announced its control of several strategic cities in the Amhara region after it seized all areas of the Tigray region last June. The front confirmed that its fighters are hundreds of kilometers from Addis Ababa, and the allied Oromo Liberation Army said that the capital could fall within weeks. How feasible is that when tens of thousands of Ethiopians allied in Addis Ababa on Sunday in support of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government as federal troops fight rebellious forces who are threatening to march on the city?
Well, the fact that there were these major marches in support of Abiy, I think, is noteworthy, and it underscores that he remains highly popular and representative of majority of Ethiopians. And so this would be a challenge for TPLF if it were to march on Addis. And nonetheless, the TPLF has demonstrated that it has the more organized and experienced fighting force. Let's recall that the TPLF dominated Ethiopian military for the past 30 years. And so it has more experience and more military leaders with the training to lead these forces. Nonetheless, the TPLF would not be welcomed in Addis. So this is a different situation that we saw in 1990, 1991, when they were fighting the Derg, which was widely widely despised across Ethiopia. I think in the same way, this coalition is not representative of large segment of Ethiopian population. Even the Oromo Liberation Army doesn't represent a majority of Oromo. So it presents a challenge for the TPLF coalition about just how they would manage a drive on Addis and then how they would be able to sustain it logistically, given their far-flung nature and the resources that would be required to do so. So I think there are a lot of important questions out there that would need to be considered. Nonetheless, it does add a very different structure and angle to the whole equation, what we're looking at in the Ethiopian conflict today.